Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. My name is Donna. Today is Sunday, December 12th, 2021. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This evening we will discuss what is the reason for season. What is the reason for the season? We want you to let us know. And you can certainly give us a call at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Now, for the new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. We always like to start the show by answering the question. Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I want to answer that for you. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirement behavior everywhere. And hey, kudos, kudos to Charles I and II for doing that. I'm always excited about that. Well, once again, good evening. Welcome, everyone. I thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us. This is certainly going to be a thought-provoking show. And, well, all of our shows are thought-provoking, though, aren't they? Okay, all right. Well, this is going to be real interesting because so many people have so many different reasons for this season. And so we want to find out and hear from you. What do you think about this season? You know, I think 'tis the season for shopping and cooking and activities and traveling and stress. What is the true reason for the season? And by the way, we are, what? If my math is correct, we are 13 days away from Christmas. And by the way, do you say Merry Christmas to people, or do you feel a little self-conscious about saying Merry Christmas and you just say, well, Happy Holidays? So we want to know that too. First, I want to bring on our co-host. He is no stranger, Pastor Williams, and I'm going to get him and see how he's doing this evening. Pastor Williams, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Donna. Glad to have the opportunity to participate in your program.
Well, we're always glad that you are on with this. This is going to be an exciting show, absolutely. And our switchboard is already lit up. So I want to know, what is the reason for the season? And I'm sure that, you know, many people have their own different definitions. So we're going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and just start taking calls right now because our switchboard is full. So we want to make sure we can get to everyone. I will identify you by saying the last four digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am speaking with you. Okay, I'll just say the last four digits. I'm going to start with extension 4121, extension 4121. Hello.
Hi, Ms. Donna. This is Candace. How are you?
Well, hi there, Candace. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. I was very intrigued and I'm happy to actually see this topic being spoken about this evening, about the true reason for the season. And I never really thought about how you just put it, is it Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? But I guess that is a something that people have to approach. Me, myself, I feel like the true reason for the season, of course, is the birth of Jesus Christ, celebrating, you know, the person who was brought to be the redeemer of our sins and the hope for humanity and the world, which is why you'll see a lot of things that flow with Christmas, you know, the cards that say peace, love, hope, joy, all the things that, you know, the his birth heralded into the world and into eternal existence.
Very, very good. Wow. Now, what about the reindeer, and what about Santa Claus? And I'm just and guys, I'm just throwing all this out there because we're going to see how all this fits into the puzzle. You know, ho, ho, ho. You know,
right.
You know, the big fat guy that comes down the chimney and either puts coal in the stockings or he leaves a gift, and hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get in. He'll be able to get in and get out before the children wake up, right?
Yeah. So. You know, I think that's a fun story, like, you know, along with the Tooth Fairy, or I think it's one of the fun ones. And I think it's, a, you know, it's that, you know, whoever's leisure to explain and have that to tell to your kids, because I know a lot of people like that fun pastime or something to focus on with their kids. But I think it's very important that we align them and take them back to, you know, the nativity scene, right? The three wise men who traveled because, you know, from the birth of Jesus, his star was seen and formed, and they traveled and they gave him the frankincense, gold, and myrrh. The difference that, and I feel like that's where the gift part or the gift giving aspect of everything came. I do think that as a people, it's fun, of course, but I do think that sometimes we have to be cautious as to not link that with the birth of Christ, because then, you know, sometimes Jesus can become a fictional character, just like Santa Claus or the Easter Rabbit or all the other things. It just becomes something that, you know, we talk about at Christmas or something that, hey, maybe did or didn't happen. He becomes a non-realistic character. They're fun, but of course they're imaginary, and Jesus is not.
That's good. Okay, thank you for that. We're going to put a pin in that. We're going to hold you over in case you probably will have some other comments, that we're going to hold you over. Again, guys, thank you so much for calling in. I see you, and we certainly will come to you just as soon as possible. Again, I will identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number. Therefore, you will know that I am speaking to you, and it is your turn to speak. So I'm going to go to extension, let's see, extension 8490, extension 8490. Come in, please. Extension 8490. Hello. Hello, extension 8490.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi,
how are you?
Pam. I'm fine.
Hey,
how are you?
Sam, how are you? Doing
good,
well. Happy
you.
Sunday to you.
Yes, thank
Happy
you.
Sunday. Thanks. So, what does this season, I mean, what's the reason for us celebrating this season and cooking up everything and buying up everything in the store and purchasing everything out of the malls?
Well, as a Christian, as a believer, it is, of course, all about Jesus. But the celebration of his birth, how we do it as individuals is what makes it, I guess, extra special, because you're with family usually, friends. So in celebrating the birth of Jesus, well, you're doing it with your family and or friends. And during the month of December, I always think about how peaceful I find it. The atmosphere seems to be one of peace for me. And it might be because I look for it, I pray for it, I expect it. And that atmosphere, entire month of December, and so I'm not harried by all that's going on. You know, all the shopping, the commercials on TV about presents and everything, all of that doesn't bother me. I do, of course, get things from my grandchildren, but still, the hustle and bustle of December does not affect me, because I guess because I just don't let it. I like having this peaceful month, and that's what it is for me. That's it.
That is great. And like you just said, because you don't let it affect you, there are so many people that this season really does affect. There's so many people that, you know, they feel stressed out because they may or may not be able to purchase as many gifts as they would like to give to people, that there are so many, you know, there could be so many expectations, you know, of them regarding, well, what are you going to get me? And, you know, yeah. And oftentimes a lot of that, you know, can certainly lead to stress and anxiety and things like that. And mentioning that, just a quick plug, next week, in fact, we'll have Dr. B.J. Lattimore. She's going to be on. She's a mental health expert, and she's going to be talking about the holiday blues, because just as we're saying, a lot of these things do affect people, so we certainly are going to talk about that next week. She's going to be giving some great information regarding that. But, yeah, so it's like you said, yeah, it doesn't affect you. And so that's great. So it sounds like you're just kind of sound in, you know, your belief and what it's really for. You know, mm-hmm, and I think mm-hmm. if we
And you
can,
know, Don, I thought about, you know, in terms of buying gifts, I mm-hmm. thought I don't feel that it is wrong to buy gifts. I was thinking about the wise men, you mm-hmm. know, who brought gifts to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And,
right.
of course, we can offer him our lives as a gift to him. But in terms of giving an actual gift to someone, I don't see anything wrong with that. I just wanted to say
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That's absolutely. That is wonderful. Yeah, gift giving is always, you know, a very nice thing to do. And it, you know, people can, you know, it's a way to show oftentimes appreciation, you know, for people. So gift giving is fine. And absolutely, the wise men, they certainly, you know, bore wonderful gifts. And
mm-hmm.
and guys, you can mm-hmm. certainly join the conversation as well. It's the number 516-418-5894. If you call and the lines are busy, just kind of call back, try to continue calling, because the switchboard is certainly lit up right now. So we are going to do our best to get to all of our calls. Ms. Pam, thank you so much for sharing that. I so appreciate that. It's just
yeah.
a really, really good point. Yeah. And I think the main takeaway is to not allow it to really affect you, because you know, we get into this over, like you said, the over commercialization of, you know, you
yeah.
see all the supermarket and the mall commercials and, you know, hurry, hurry, we're on the countdown. Mm-hmm. You better hurry, you know. So, yeah, so we have to just kind of, you know, take a look at that with a grain of salt, if you will, and, you know, do what you want to do as far as, you know, what you're selecting for people. And if you cannot, you know, we want to talk about this too, if you cannot, right now, a lot of people are going through a lot. So if you can't purchase gifts, make somebody something. You know, make them a nice, make them a gift. You know, if you knit or you crochet or you sew or you paint or something like that. So those are wonderful, wonderful alternatives so that you don't have to feel stressed out about having to go out and spend money that perhaps you do not have at this particular time. So we're going to go to our next caller. Yes. Yes. Say that again, Ms. Pam.
It means a lot when you do make something, when you take the time to go ahead and make something. It means a lot.
Yeah, because it's more personable, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
A lot more personable. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Pam. I so appreciate you. Guys, again, I'm going to identify your line by the last four digits of your phone number. I'm going to go to extension 0429, extension 0429. Hello, thank you for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello, extension 0429. Okay, they may be just listening, so we may end up circling back. I'm going to... Let's check back in on Pastor Williams. Let's go and check back in on him and see if he has any particular thoughts at this time, and we'll continue picking up some of our additional callers. Pastor William, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you probably heard the last two callers. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly agree with what has been said thus far. And I would begin by saying the celebration of Christmas is for Christians. They are the people who have the most vital interests in the celebration and those that derive the most meaning from it because it is basically a religious tradition. The celebration of Christmas was established by the church many years ago and has been continually practiced up to this point. And certainly the focus for us as believers, as Christians, is the significance of Christ being born so that we might be able to have a relationship with God through our faith in Jesus Christ. So that is the principal point that needs to be kept before us as we approach Christmas and the manner in which we celebrate it. Certainly there are cultural practices that have come into existence wherever Christianity is worshipped. And they vary from place to place, and there is nothing inappropriate about those practices per se. But again, if we were to ask ourselves, what is the most important reason for us to celebrate Christmas, it was because his birth opened the door for the redemption of our souls and our hope of eternal life. And to serve him and to promote the building of his kingdom here on this earth while we wait for him to return would be my response at this point in time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I remember when I worked with a group of children and, you know, it was in the month of December, just before they took their holiday break. And so we were asking, you know, how many people celebrated Christmas. And so there were, you know, several, you know, kids from different faiths, and I'll never forget this one little boy who was so cute. He said, well, he said, my family is Jewish, but we celebrate Christmas too because we like the presents. And so we just thought it was so cute because he said, you know, but we're Jewish, but we also celebrate. We're not Christians, we're Jewish, but we want presents. And so our family, we buy each other presents, and he was probably all 7 or 8 years of age. And so we just thought that was kind of cute because that was, you know, his perception there. So, but thank you so much for, you know, kind of giving us the breakdown because after all, Christmas is, you know, a celebration of Christ. It's the first part of Christmas. And in fact, I want to know too, just out of curiosity, and somebody can answer this question as we get ready to go back to back to some of our callers. I do want to know how many people, is it a pet peeve of yours when you see people that write Merry Christmas, right? But what they actually do, instead of writing Merry Christmas, they write Merry Xmas. Who has a feeling about that? Because I, you know, you see that a lot, and they, oftentimes they said it's just basically, you know, you're using, you're writing Merry Christmas so that you don't, it's a shorter version, if you will, of Merry Christmas, but it, you know, it'll say Merry Xmas is what, and that's kind of a, that's just kind of a personal pet peeve for me. But because to me, when you're putting an X there, you're Xing out Christ, but that's just me. But I know we do like shortcuts for writing and all of that. I'm going to continue answering our callers. We're going to go to extension 6947, the last four digits of your phone number, 6947. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Donna. This is Robert. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. Doing well. How are you?
So far, so good. That's good.
Good.
But, you know, but the way I look at it, you know, we all know this is a time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But one other thing I noticed during this time also, from the time of Thanksgiving on this whole month, it also is about families, too. Families come together, getting together, you know, under one roof, breaking bread, you know, celebrating and enjoying one another, because we know all during the year we're out there, we're hustling and bustling, trying to make ends meet. But during this time also, and I think the Lord tell us, you know, that families should come together also to praise him, give him thanks for everything that he's done and everything that he has done in your life. And when we get the families together, we know there's a lot of joy and there's a lot of happiness, and a lot of times we see folks that we haven't seen all year long because, like I said, we're too busy out there trying to make ends meet and, you know, and trying to make a life for ourselves. But during this time when we just stop and we hug one another and greet one another and all the laughter, and just like when all the kids get together, you ever seen all your young kids and grandkids, and they just run around mm-hmm. the house laughing and joking and having fun? So I think all that is part of it. The birth of Jesus, you know, how happy the wise men were when they saw him and he brought gifts and all. And I see that when the families come together. We're all just one big happy family, and that's one thing I enjoy about this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. And, in fact, I was just listening as you were saying, you know, when children come together and they're just laughing and playing. And sometimes we as adults, you know, many times we just are always just too serious all the time, right? Just too serious to take time to laugh. Yeah, it's so important for us to take the time to laugh and to have fun, you know. Yes, we all have a variety of different responsibilities as adult, but we have to remember to, you know, take the time to play with each other, or to, you know, watch a funny movie, or to do something, because, you know, laughter, like they say, laughter is the best medicine, and it's just good for you.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so important
mm-hmm.
to do that. So I certainly thank you for mentioning that, because that is really important for us to be able to laugh and to smile and to be happy, you know. You know, we don't want to be, no matter what we're going through, I know we can think at least of one happy experience, you know, if not anything current that we can think of, and certainly we can recall something that has happened in our past that we can be happy or joyous about, right?
Right.
Certainly glad you mentioned that, and say hello to Joyce.
Yeah, she will.
Thank you so much. Guys, you can certainly continue to give us a call at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease. A disease that affects 1 in every 7 Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' minds when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Sullivan Electric Services Company, LLC, specializes in new commercial and residential wiring, rewiring, service and panel upgrades, outlets, dedicated circuits, surge protection, and time clock. In addition to interior and exterior lighting, there's landscape lighting, recessed can lights, security cameras, low voltage wiring, and more. Sullivan Electric Services consistently receives 5-star ratings. For additional information, go to www.sullivanelectric.com. www.sullivanelectric.com. SullivanElectric.com or call 770-559-1159. 770-559-1159. At Sullivan Electric, we light the world the most excellent way. This commercial was
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we're having a very stimulating conversation about what this season means to you. What does the Christmas season mean to you? I'm going to just kind of check back in real quick with Minister Candace there, and she probably has some thoughts at this particular moment. Candace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for doubling back. I totally agree with everyone else when they're with the whole going out and seeing family and being together and celebrating each other. I think that's one of the other things that comes from this season. But those are also the things that, you know, we find in Christ as well, right? Those feelings that we get when we're around our family, just enjoying. And it is like heralding the birth of a child, because we know, like, when a baby is born, the family gets together and, you know, you'll have maybe baby showers or people get together just to bring the child into this world and have like that good time about it. And I think that is one of the good things that happen, because I will be with my family this season. And I've also, you know, bought presents and gifts for my loved ones, because that is another thing that Jesus is as well. He's a giver and he's giving, and he likes to give, and God loves to give good gifts to his children. So we kind of mimic him in this season by giving those things to other people and making and wanting to see the smile on their faces. And I think I also like to sometimes go the extra mile and, you know, do the Toys for Tots thing and give to the people that are less fortunate, the ones that can't give back to you. And I do just like to echo that maybe it's important to kind of take it outside of Santa. So, you know, like, you know, it takes the stress off, you know, when parents or you have the people that can't provide the other things that the kids would want. If you just make it about a Santa Claus, then, you know, sometimes it allows, like, the child to be disrupted if they didn't get the thing that they wanted because Santa didn't get it for me. And, you know, I'm upset or I'm depressed. But, you know, if they are identifying that this 100% is about Jesus Christ, and this did come out of the love that I had for you and what I could give, and this was my offering, this was what I had, then it kind of just, you know, maybe can take that stress away from, you know, that child not getting exactly what they thought they wanted, but they got what the parent could give. And it makes it just a little bit more holistic when you don't make it about that figure or that person. But, you know, just be centered around family, like the callers have been saying, and the reason why we are here, because the excellency that was brought into this world to deliver us and what it did do, bring us that hope and peace and joy and faith and love and every perfect gift that God wanted to embellish upon us. It made it possible. It opened up heaven for us so that we could get a prayer up and we could get some grace down.
Very good. Very good. Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, somebody, some of our Santa Claus lovers, can somebody call us up and let us know, where does Santa Claus come from? Because I'm sorry, I don't know the history of behind Santa Claus. So somebody call us, please, and let us know the history of Santa Claus and where he was created. And I don't know. I know he's been around a long time. Of course, it's not the same one, but somebody let us know that. 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. I'm going to start picking up some additional callers. And, yeah, somebody look that up for me, the history of Santa Claus. Where did he come from? And how was he created? I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, 8261, 8261, hello. 8261. Okay, they may be just listening. Okay, let me see. I'm going to double back to a couple lines that I think we called before. Coming to 0429, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to chime in and add to what some of the callers have said. I Well, first I want to answer your question about Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. I use Happy Holidays. I work in a nonprofit organization, and I work with a lot of different consumers who are from different backgrounds and religious beliefs. So I use Happy Holidays to make sure it's inclusive for everyone. And I also just think the holidays are a great time to spend with family and for love and tradition and to build tradition and, you know, really get to experience time with your loved ones. The holiday season is very special for family and comfort. And that's what I think about the holiday season.
Wonderful. Absolutely. And, yeah, that is a really good point with the happy holidays because, yeah, it does kind of encompass everyone, doesn't it? So, yeah, that's a great point, absolutely great point. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do you happen to know, we're waiting, guys. Somebody call us and let us know where, give us the origin of Santa Claus. Can somebody do that for me, please? 516-418-5894. Please give us the origin of Santa Claus. I'm just curious, and I'm sure there's some other listeners that probably don't know either. It's like, you know, I've heard about the fat man in the red suit forever, and I've seen him on TV, but where did he come from? Okay. So please give us a call, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Let's see. Let's go back. Let me check in. You know what? Let's check in with, let's see. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Again, I'm going to identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, the last four digits. Extension 1328. Extension 1328. Hello. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to ask, does anyone know where Santa Claus came from?
If I'm not mistaken, I did not research, but I believe it was a gentleman by the name of Kris Kringle who actually gave toys to children that either did not have any or that were kind of that were in orphanage or poor, and I could be wrong. So that's what I remember, and that's what I gathered. And then I guess it just continued to blossom from there to the red suit and then the chimney and all that good stuff.
Then that's interesting. Okay, yes, I'm heard of Kris Kringle, but so interesting. All right.
I'm hoping I am so correct, and I'm not thinking about the cartoon. So, but I believe that is actually how, you know, some of those traditions when it came to Santa Claus actually began. I did want to also answer your question as well. I always do say happy holidays because, of course, I do not want to be offensive to anyone or their religion or their religious beliefs. I do have a pet peeve with signing being Merry Xmas because I'm not sure what Xmas means. Does that mean that is that X? I don't understand that. It's Christmas for a reason. So Xmas to me just makes no sense. And I'm really enjoying this conversation. I do believe that family is very, very important, you know, kind of piggybacking off of the other caller. It is very, it's a very special time to spend with family. And a lot of traditions are made that way. you know, with your children and your grandchildren, and they see how you do things, whether it be a dinner or your the way that you do your prayers, or, you know, listening to the music, whatever you do, it is just so special time of the season to actually do that with your loved ones and build you know, a tradition. And that's very important, mm-hmm. I feel, to me, is to have that tradition for the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's making memories, I like to call it, making memories. I think that is wonderful. And thank you for that. And thank you for Kris Kringle. Yeah, that was great. If that certainly, you know, he was helping, you know, children in orphanages or those who did not have gifts or families. I think that's a beautiful thing. And so we thank you so much for that, because, I mean, it gives you a whole different spin. Now, where the true spinoff came from there, you know, but, you know, we're not sure about that. But, yeah, so if that was the case, I wonder if Pastor Williams knows about that, because Pastor Williams, he knows a lot. So we're just going to check back in with him. Hey, Pastor Williams, how are you? Pastor Williams, are you there? Okay, so we'll check back in with him. He could be researching Santa Claus. I don't know. But guys, listen, it's not too late for you to join in on the conversation. 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. I am going to, let's see, again, I will say the last four digits of your telephone number, and you will know that I am speaking with you. And I will, if I see some callers that have spoken already, I will go back and double back to see if they have any additional comments. Extension 682, extension 6823, hello. Extension 6823. Okay, so they may be just listening as well. Again, guys, we are talking about, why do you celebrate Christmas, or what is the true season? The reason for this particular season, and have you done your shopping yet? Have you made your list, and are you checking it twice and trying to determine who's been naughty or nice? Ha ha! That comes from what song? I think it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? I think that's the verbiage. Let me check back in. Let's see if we can check back in with Miss Pam. See if Miss Pam has any other comments for us. Miss Pam, are you still there with us?
Hi, Donna. I am. Excuse me.
Hi, Miss Pam. Yeah, I just wanted to check back in with you and see if you had any additional comments that you wanted to share, whether it's about Santa
about
or
special. Oh, I was thinking about Christmas and children.
Mm-hmm.
How special that is, because hopefully children are learning, you know, about Jesus and celebrating mm-hmm. him as well. But Christmas is so special for children, and that brings back memories of my own childhood. We didn't have a lot of money, but we always got gifts from the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
There were five of us kids, and of course my mother would make a big dinner, and people from our church would come over to visit. It was a revolving door at our house, because people would come in all day long saying hello, you know, and my mother would offer them, you know, a plate if they wanted to have something to eat, and
mm-hmm.
the music playing and people coming and just laughing and having a good time, and us kids, you know, opening up our presents and just having fun with what we got also, and then thinking about the dinner that my mother had cooked. And it was just such a great time
mm-hmm.
for us.
And so I think Christmas really is for children. Adults get together, you know, and it's good to be around family and friends too. But if children can have a nice celebration with relatives and of course family, it just means a lot. And but also about this time, it's a heartbreaking time as well, especially now. And so that can put a damper on this season. Because people that were with us last year are not with us this year due to accidents, due to COVID. So it's a hard time for many people. So my heart goes out to them. There's just a lot of devastation. And I remember, though, I try to keep in mind this is all about Jesus and what he did for us by being our sacrifice, redeeming us. So I try to keep that in mind as well. But it still does break our the sadness, the grief that so many people are going through at this time. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, and that is absolutely correct. And, you know, the best thing and what really gets me through, and I've actually lost two family members this year, and what gets me through is remembering the great and fun times. And, you know, when you're saying making memories, it's so important to make memories because those are that's what you're going to have to rely on when you look back and you remember, you know, people you want to, you know, think about the good times that you had and, you know, the wonderful times. So as Ms. Pam had mentioned, yes, there is a lot of grief as well. And if we can all just certainly, you know, just remember the good times that we shared and the wonderful memories of our loved ones and our friends. And that, I believe that will certainly be a huge help. And I know that, you know, Dr. Lattimore will talk about that a little more on next week as well as we speak with her about, you know, depression and anxiety and you know, all the other things that come with, you know, the holiday seasons or that can come with the holiday season. So I'm so glad that Ms. Pam certainly did mention that. I'm going to, let's see here. Okay, I'll identify you by the last four digits in your phone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you, 6682. Last four digits, 6682. Hello. Hello. Okay, they could be also listening in, which that is that's certainly perfectly fine. Let me see if I can identify maybe some of our other callers to just kind of circle back. Sometimes if they're still on, I like to just sort of circle back to see if there are any other thoughts. Thank you, guys, so much for certainly for calling in and participating. We really, really love this. 6947, extension 6947. Hello.
Hey, Donna. It's Robert again.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Robert. I wanted to circle back to see if you had any other thoughts.
I looked up Santa Claus for you.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll take a minute to read it. Okay, taking less than a minute. They say the legend of Santa Claus can be traced back hundreds of years to a monk named St. Nicholas. It's believed that Nicholas was born sometime around 280 A.D. in Patara near Myra in modern-day Turkey. Much admired of his piety and kindness, St. Nicholas became the legend, became the subject of many legends. And then it just went on to say that it is said that he gave away all of his inherited wealth and traveled the countryside, helping the poor and sick.
just cut it short because there's a lot to say about it. So we already know.
280 AD. Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Saint Nick. So I was trying to think about some of the songs. Good old Saint Nick or something. Just trying to remember some of the caroling. I remember we used to do caroling when I was our youth group. We used to go, and that's something I miss too. We used to go caroling in various neighborhoods when I was younger in a youth group. We loved that. We would go to some of the senior citizen, buildings, and we would just go all throughout the neighborhood. Yeah, nursing homes, and just caroling and handing out like candy canes and things like that. That was just so cool, really, really nice. And I haven't, I'm sure somebody must still do it, but I couldn't tell you who. But yeah, so thanks for that with Saint Nick. So, okay, 280 AD. That's interesting. Okay. So did they say he traveled along and covered, multiple territories across the world?
He traveled the countryside. So the countryside means a lot of land.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you for looking that up for us. We certainly do appreciate it. But, and of course, with St. Nick and Kris Kringle, they seem to have this, the same idea, and that is to, give gifts to children and to those that were, less fortunate and in need. And so I think that is just wonderful. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for looking that up. I certainly do appreciate it. And guys, before we run out of time, we can certainly get you on if you would like to join in the conversation real quickly. This has been a wonderful conversation, as we get ready to celebrate Christmas and throughout this holiday season. I am going to, let me check back in with Candace and see if she has any additional thoughts here. Candace, are you there? Okay, so we'll check back in with her. Let's see. We checked back in with Pastor Williams, and he was not there, so I want to certainly go back to him to see if he is back with us, to see if he has any closing thoughts perhaps this evening. Pastor Williams, are you there? Hello, Pastor Williams. Okay. All right, so he may be on break too, guys. Okay, so no worries. Again, 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. We've probably can sit in about another caller or two. Again, we're talking about the holidays, hoping that, you all will spend some time with your family and friends and just to make some memories and just to enjoy one another, to come together, to have fun, so you can be silly and have fun. Laughter is the best medicine. And so, we never want to get too old to do that. And I remember Ms. Pam was saying something about when she was younger, she remembers. And I remember when my mom was the eldest of all her sisters and brothers, and there were 12 of them all together. And, of course, we always had, family coming over, and she loved cooking and hosting and all of that. And I remember, though, when my mom used to work, she was a nurse, I think, for about 40 years, and she used to work. And I remember when I was a little girl, I was probably 7 or 8 years old or something, and I asked her, sometimes she had to work on Christmas. And I asked her, I said, well, Mom, why do you have to work on Christmas when all of my other friends, their parents are at home, and they don't have to work on Christmas? And so what she said to me is, she said, because I work with, patients. and they're sick, and just because there's a holiday doesn't mean they automatically get well and don't need me on that particular day, and then the next day they go back to being sick. So she said, so when people are sick, they have to be taken care of whether it's a holiday or not. And so when she said that to me, I thought, wow, that really, you know, gave me an understanding about that, because, you know, before that I was thinking, man, she's got to go to work. But, you know, she explained it, and, you know, very important, you know, nursing and having to take care of people, you know, who are sick. So when she said it like that and said, you know, they don't automatically, you know, if you're sick, you don't automatically get well on that holiday and then go back to being sick. So that made so much sense to me. And so, and after she would get off and come home and we would have company and we would, you know, we'd had a good time. We had fun. And my mom was real funny too. But anyway, guys, listen, I am going to, we're almost out of time. I do want to thank each person for participating in the show this evening. Thank you so much. And we certainly appreciate it when you, you know, when you join us. We certainly do. Let me see if I can pull Pastor Williams back on. I know he has some closing thoughts. We have about 3 minutes, so we want to get him back in with some closing thoughts and go back to him. Pastor Williams? Okay. Oh, wait just a moment. Let me see. Let me try him again. Pastor Williams?
Yes.
Pastor Williams? Okay. Hi.
Hello.
There. All right. Yes. Can you take about a minute?
Let me just say a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Robert gave you the origin of Santa Claus, and that was this monk who lived back in the 3rd century. But then within the United States, the tradition developed around in the 18th century. And mm-hmm. it started off with Santa Claus being depicted as flying from house to home on Christmas Eve to deliver toys. And he flies on a mm-hmm. magic sleigh led by reindeer. And Santa enters each home by chimneys. And this is an American tradition, but there are examples of Santa Claus all over the world. And but it has its start back in the 3rd century with this monk who was named Kris Kringle.
Okay. So we're tying Kris back in. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you Google that, Donna, you will get more information than you need. But but the thing that it does point out is that each country has basically their own type or their own rendition of Santa Claus. And the mm-hmm. one that we are most familiar with is the one here in the United States with the Santa mm-hmm. Claus that delivers toys on Christmas Eve and dressed in a red suit.
Pastor, let me interrupt you just for a second. Guys, if you are streaming live, you're gonna lose us in about a minute and a half, but you will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. But if you're streaming live, you're going to miss us in about a little over a minute. I do want to allow Pastor Williams to continue making his statement. And I know you said what happened? See, I always say, well, what about the kids that didn't have chimneys? How did Santa Claus deliver? Did he put it in the mailbox or what did he do? I didn't say that, did it, Pastor Williams?
That's another story, Donna.
Okay.
I would just like to say in closing again, Jesus is the reason for the season, but along mm-hmm. with that, in each country, there have been cultural adaptations to that, and certainly the focus has been with the family gatherings, and church services.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And I certainly, you know, hope everyone certainly has a happy holiday season. Thank you for that. Certainly do appreciate that. And guys, again, I want to thank you all for taking time again out of your Sunday evening to join us. Certainly do appreciate it. And do not take that lightly. You know, we're glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, certainly be sure to let us know, okay? Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, okay? That's comes from Matthew 7 and 12. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And we appreciate if you tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can do that, but we also know that we can only do that one person at a time. And you know what? I just never remember for some reason to ask you guys to follow the show. Please follow the show. I have to learn to say that. We appreciate that if you would do that. Just hit the follow button, I believe, on there. But never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep in your heart. And if you know me, that's one of my favorite proverbs. It's Proverbs 3:3. And we ask you to certainly remember to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And you know what? I really bet that you can initiate a random act of kindness at least one a day. I believe you can do that, okay? Well, again, listen, please be sure to join us next week as we talk about what we're going to kind of talk about, you know, keeping it real, holiday blues. Sometimes, you know, people have the holiday blues, so we want to kind of help some people with that, okay? So certainly join us on next week, and we will have that conversation. And we know that Dr. Lattimore is going to be able to help a lot of people, and we're going to, you know, talk about some ideas and things of that nature, okay? Again, thank you all so much for joining us, and listen, take care. Good night. Continue to stay safe, okay? And God bless.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.